Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Makakasama natin sa telepono ang isang Montessori practitioner para matulungan ang mga magulang na hindi na alam ang gagawin dahil naninibago, dahil kailangan nila mag-work from home, bantayan at samahan ang mga anak ng buong araw sa bahay, sa loob ng bahay. Okay, ito na. Maraming mga magulang ang work from home dahil sa lockdown. How does this impact yung sense of well-being ng mga bata?
Children are usually resilient. So they are very adaptable. Mm-hmm. A question dito is, yung mga parents, you know, how it's gonna be? It's hard for the parents.
Mm-mm.
So I would say, have a discussion with your children. Inausap mo na ba sila? Did you explain to them na what's happening? Syempre, they will be like, bakit nandito ang mami ko? Bakit nandito ang daddy ko? Every
That's
day,
right.
Are you going to work?
Mm-mm.
Where are you going to work?
Mm-mm.
You know?
Mm-mm.
So they're like, this is different.
Yeah.
So sit down, have a discussion with them. It doesn't matter their 3 or 7 or 11, sit down, have a discussion as a family and explain what is happening.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, what is happening in the community, in our country, and even, you know, other countries. Mm-hmm. And how will it, you know, impact nito sa family? And,
okay,
you know, children, like what I said, children are basically resilient. And
okay,
just talk to them and
uh-huh,
explain.
Okay. So parang ang sinasabi mo, hindi mga bata ang dapat nating problemahin.
Yes.
Kundi mga magulang.
Yes, tayo mga magulang, kasi it is stressful.
Mm-mm.
Diba? Very stressful yung nangyari. It's like last week you had, especially yung mga nawalan ng work.
Right.
Like last week you lost your job and then now you have to stay home with your kids. And if you have a partner too who's also working from home, iba.
Nakaka-overwhelm.
Ang hirap. So I think for parents, you have to look at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And your partner, you have to check each other, like, am I okay? Are you okay? So yeah, have a discussion and how you gonna get through this.
All right. Okay, so importante na yun pinag-uusapan ninyong mag-partner, no? Pero kung single parent ka, I can imagine it's more stressful than ever, di ba?
Yes, exactly. Kasi wala kang support. Well, especially yun, kapag if you rely on other people to look after your kids, tapos biglang all of a sudden, I was like, okay, how am I gonna get through this? So
right,
yeah, mahirap.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sige.
Yeah.
So ngayon, Annabelle, in light of yung changes nga sa routine, di ba? May mga nagugulat talaga na parang, wow, all of a sudden nandito na ang magulang ko. Meron bang pitfalls, no, na yung parents should avoid para masigurado naman na kahit papano, yung home environment remains conducive to learning?
Oo, di ba, what's this? Meron na tayong remote learning, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Some children, they can stay at home and then online learning. I think it's very important now. Don't hover too much. Like, it's hard. Like, you don't homeschool your kids before, and then now it's like, okay. So maybe you need to.
Nagbabantay ka.
Yes. maybe don't hover too much. Yon. And just let them go through it. And then sabihin mo lang sa kanila, ask them, like, if you have any questions. Siguro this is more for in primary.
Mm-hmm.
But they can be more independent, and it's like, okay, you can work together and on the table, the dining table.
Mm-mm.
And then if you're working from home, she's on her laptop working as well. So if you have any questions, you can ask me. And then usually, like what I said, you know, stick to the schedule.
Mm-mm.
Like my kids, what's this? Before they start, so online learning starts at 9.
Mm.
Before they start, They exercise. They exercise muna.
They exercise. Okay.
Yes, they do. They do kanina. They were doing ab crunches.
Talaga?
Yeah. So you have to exercise and then breakfast and then online learning. And then after that recess, then I prepare something for them. So during that time, so recess time, then we talk with the girls 10, 15 minutes before they go back. It's like, during mealtime, it's very important. And you have conversation.
Mm-mm.
And then I'm here, it's like, okay, oh, ginawa mo. Oh, okay. That's minsan sasabihin nila. Minsan, oh, that's okay. Nothing really happened. That's fine. Don't push too much, you
mm-mm,
know.
Mm-mm.
Right, and then yon. So don't hover too much. Kasi, you don't homeschool. So don't expect na magagawa mo yung ginagawa nila sa
right. Yeah, you can't replicate, di ba?
No!
Kung ano man yung ginagawa nila sa eskwelahan. Oh. Or even how their teachers not just engage with them, but siguro kung ano yung tinuturo sa kanila.
Yes. So all we can do is guide them. That's it.
Ayan, magandang magandang ipaalala sa mga magulang yan. Mm-mm. All you can do is guide them. At wag masyadong mangulit.
Yes, and just be there for them. Just letting them know na when you need help, I'm here to help you.
Okay.
But like teaching them, that's different. It's gonna be difficult.
sige. So yung teaching, so tama ba? So kung let's say meron namang binigay na online modules, ganyan, yung school. So pwedeng hayaan mo na lang muna sila or like you will guide them with let's say yung instructions and then you leave them be and then if there are any questions, that's the only time lalapit ka if they ask you.
Yes. Or else, magkakaroon kayo ng conflict kasi iba yung way of teaching nila. Lalo na pag, you know, ako, nag-aral ako sa Philippines, so iba yung turo dito eh. So, one time nangyari na yun sa amin, it's like, na frustrate lang sila sa akin. It's like, Mom, no, this is different. So, it's like, okay, I can't help you. So, you need to try to solve it on your own.
Mm-mm,
and then, nakaka-frustrate, di ba? Kasi
right.
You want to help them.
Mm-mm. But it's not something na wini-welcome nila at that at that point in time.
Mm-mm,
no?
Mm-mm.
Okay, sige. So now, ito na. Drawing on your expertise as a Montessori practitioner, ano-ano yung mga activities na parents can facilitate or give to their kids? Unahin muna natin ang 2 to 6 age bracket. Yan ang mga makukulit. Madadaldal. Okay, go.
So yung tips ko para is mostly for, can I say, 18, siguro 1 year old hanggang
sure.
18 years old. It's not, siguro you'll be amazed of this. I'm big on chores.
Okay. Household chores, huh?
Yes, household chores. So yun ang activities na pwede mong i-start. You know, kung before hindi kayo masyadong nagde-delegate ng chores. Like, okay, go for this. Now it's a good time. Start them young, like I would say. You know, they can set as young as 18 months and set the table during meal time. Yan.
Okay, so pag si-set ng table para sa 18-month-old, okay, na kids, okay.
But, so, yun. And then, pwede na rin sila mag-take ng dishes out of dishwasher.
Oh, pwede. Okay. Pwede sana
yun.
Nakikinig ang parents. Okay, sige.
Pwede yun. Because, bakit tingnan mo yung mga toys na merong na for commercials, di ba?
Mm-mm.
Yung mga toys na nakikita mo sa mga malls. Ano ba usually nandun? Vacuum.
Oo nga.
Kitchen.
Right.
It reflects. Nasa bahay.
Mm-hmm. That's
kasi
right.
Gusto nila tumulong yun na nakikita na ginagawa ng magulang.
Oh, that's so interesting. I mean,
You know, Montessori is very big on practical life.
Mm-hmm.
So yun. So practical life, yun yung nakikita ng mga bata anong ginagawa ng mga adults sa bahay. So di ba, household chores, washing dishes, cooking, yan. So yun, engage na sila doon. Now, madami, kasi nasa bahay ka, di ba?
Right.
So, madami na nagbe-bake. Start baking with them. Bread, scones, yung mga simple lang.
Yeah.
And then, if you want if you want them to help you, I would suggest pre-measure all the ingredients.
Okay, pre-measure na lahat ng ingredients para yeah. naman makain niyo yung binikyo.
Yes, exactly. So kahit hindi mag-fail 'yon, 'di ba? Kasi ayan, pre-measure na kahit i-dump nila, no right. matter kahit anong sequence, it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Mm-hmm. And so yeah. Right. What else? So cooking, baking, sweeping
actually no and sweeping. And at least yung pagsiset ng table, I think it's something na kayang-kayang gawin nga ng bata, hindi naman yung parang feeling mo child labor na,
yes,
na talagang
yes.
kawawa naman inutusan mo na ng sobra right
ako pa marinig ko ng mga anak ko.
Oh, di ba? So, ano pa ang pwede nilang gawin? Dahil I'm sure naglilista sila. They're probably taking mental notes as we speak, di ba? Habang umiikot ang mata, parang, okay, ano pa ba? Go!
Sige. Laundry. So you can ask your little one to help. Just put the clothes inside the washing machine. Yun.
Okay.
And then taking it out as well. Pag sampa, hindi pa masyado. Siguro that's for the primary kids, like 6-12. Yan.
Okay.
You can ask them to help you. Ayaw niyo na mga anak ko, but they're like, no, I'm so sorry, but you know, this is what we do as a family, and they need to help. Mm-hmm. And ano pa ba? Washing dishes. Yan. Washing
wow.
dishes every lunchtime and dinner.
Okay.
Sabi nga na minsan, sabi nila, ask na lang ako, like, what do you do, mom? Because yun nga, madami na silang ginagawa. What else? So, washing dishes, putting the dishes away, and pagwash ng car,
lalo na kung medyo mga binata na at dalagang inyong mga anak. Right?
Favorite, o pwede din yun sa mga ano, primary. Pwede din sa as young as 6 or 7.
Oh, okay. Then imagine ko na, kasi
yeah,
cute yung bubbles, di ba?
Yes. Oo. Yun nga lang. Yun nga lang, baka hindi sila umalis pa because they're having so much fun.
Okay. You know, that's so refreshing, yeah. ha? Kasi sometimes we overlook yung mga ganong klaseng activities.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
you know, us as adults, we see those chores as burden, di ba? Parang burden.
Yeah.
Di ba?
Sure.
Task siya eh. So, hindi siya fun activity. Na parang nakakalimutan po natin na para sa mga bata, actually, pag iniisip ko nga, no, dati, siguro kung nagugas ako ng pinggan, parang masaya. Kasi parang feeling mo grown up ka na.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba?
Yeah,
so, nakakalimutan natin i-shift yung perspective na that's something the kids would actually enjoy doing. Na akala natin, hey, ako, huwag mo nang i-involve ang mga bata sa chores, pang matanda yan.
Ako, yun nga. So, dapat hindi ganun ang thinking natin na involve them. Kasi it's not only good for everybody, but it's so good for them kasi yung responsibility, di ba? And taking accountability and self-help skills. So,
right.
yun ang very important yun when they're growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi pag, when they're adults, when they leave home, yun na, they will take that. So, yeah, kailangan natin ng big on chores, household chores. So, kasi we want, especially now, we don't want to entertain the kids.
Mm-mm.
We
Totoo.
Want to engage them, like what you said.
Mm-mm.
Kasi pag entertain,
nakapagod yun, ha?
Yes,
mauubusan tayo ng material.
Exactly. And it's so stressful, di ba? Isipin mo, like, okay. They will come. Okay, ma'am, I'm done with this. What's next?
Right.
Okay, I don't have anything for you. And then, dun na, it starts na ng whining and don't want that.
Oo. Pero question pala, ito yung naisip ko. Dahil syempre now, mukhang ang magiging new norm na ay online classes, di ba? And so, the question is, para halimbawa sa mga anak na nag-iisa lang, wala silang mga kapatid, paano na ang socialization in light of social distancing para sa mga bata? Baka naman may tips ka dyan.
Like, I saw, you know, pwede naman madaming classes, online classes na binibigay. I think from museums, yung mga, madami. Meron din yung mga nagbabasa ng mga authors na binabasa nila yung books nila. And then drawing as well. Mm-hmm. Yung madali sa art as well.
Right.
And yung mga ganun, light classes na engaging,
mm-hmm.
simple, and na pwede sila lang without the help of the adult. Because we want, like what I said, you know, previously na maganda to engage. That they're being entertained and they are engaged. So yung mga ganong classes na it's meant for independence.
Okay.
Nakatutok, ayun na naman, parang hindi ka nakatutok lagi dun sa anak mo. At least that they can do by themselves.
Right. Nakakapagod naman kasi, di ba? Parang itatime mo, let's say, yung activity ng bata. Let's say, okay. Parang itong duration ng activity na to, let me check, parang 30 minutes. So, iiwanan mo or hindi ka makagawa, hindi ka makamove on at gumawa ng sarili para sa sarili mong trabaho or whatever. Dahil iniisip mo, tapos na ba yung 30 minutes niya? 30 minutes? So, doon na lang umiikot. Ang selfish ba? Pero kailangan talaga kasing maging sustainable lahat ng mga ginagawa natin ngayon because it doesn't seem like it's going to end quite soon, di ba?
Oo, tama ka. Tama ka. Kasi nga, yun nga, don't do something out of ordinary. Yun. Oh, extraordinary na yun. Dapat kung ano yung ginagawa nyo ngayon.
Mm-hmm.
Stick to it. If don't make any more changes kasi nga mahirap. So, pero yung household chores, it's not a big change. Because yun na yung ginagawa nyo eh.
Right.
Okay. Yun nga lang, the only difference is you're involving them.
Mm-mm.
So yun.
Oh, sige. So now, dahil 10:55 na ang oras, siguro meron ka pa bang maibibigay na advice or tips sa mga listeners natin, in particular the parents, and siguro yung, sabihin natin, yung mga single parents din, isama na natin dahil kung na-overwhelm ang may mga katuwang sa buhay, can you imagine yung mga nag-iisa, di ba? Doble-doble ang impact niyan. So please, talk to them now, Annabelle. Go.
So, take it easy. We're in difficult, you know, a difficult situation right now. And if you want to do something with your kids, make it simple. Mm-hmm. Simplify everything. And in expectations, lower it a bit and connect with your child. I think it's very important that, you know, right now everybody's at home and spend 10-15 minutes connecting with your child. Mm-hmm. You know, not just watching movies together or just connect with them, play with them, and talk to them. Yeah.
Okay, so 10 to 15 minutes, medyo okay na yon. Muna,
yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
15 minutes connecting with your children. And then maybe paano naman sa mga bata, 'di ba? Yung mga medyo naiintindihan ka na dahil siguro teens na sila. What advice can you give them naman in light of what's happening?
Have fun. Play, you know. Just make use of anything at home, like yung mga like tissue box. You can play with tissue boxes. Play with anything, have fun, and you know it'll be okay. We'll all get through this in the end.
And kailangan talaga maging positibo din ang perspective, di ba? Sa mga bagay-bagay. And I like how, kasi po kinausap ko si Annabelle before ang programa at natuwa ko dun sa sinabi niya sa akin na ang mga bata ay resilient, kaya nila. Pero bilang magulang, kailangan din po nating ipakita sa kanila na okay tayo. Dahil pag hindi tayo okay, naaapektuhan sila.
Yes,
tama ba, Annabelle? I learned from you.
That's good, thank you. Tama yan. Kasi we're modeling, you know. So model good behavior to your child. And yeah.
Okay. And on that note, maraming salamat kay Annabelle Verhel de Dios. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Maraming salamat sa iyo, Christina. Thank you so much.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook.